Holy
shit. Oh, oh, oh my god! Oh my god!
This is Jim Wallace. We're talking about the soul of the nation. Thoughts and prayers are absolutely needed in response to the shooting in Parkland, Florida, on Ash Wednesday, killing 17 students and teachers, injuring 14 others, and traumatizing countless numbers of people. As one mother said, "I'm a deep person of faith, but prayers aren't enough. And if you listen to the young people, the survivors, some of whom lost their best friends, they're saying the same thing." A young woman this morning, she couldn't fight back the tears. She said, "Look at me, I'm a mess. When are you going to stop this? That I have to go through my life worrying about somebody with an assault weapon is going to walk into my life any day and change everything." It's way past time to turn our prayers into action. And responsibility must be called out, as the young students are now doing. I believe, and I want to say this clearly, I believe the National Rifle Association and their gun-running sponsors are responsible for the death of Florida children and teachers. The NRA is responsible for these deaths. The majority of Americans support strong, common sense gun safety laws. 95% of us support that. But I believe the elected officials, the politicians who refuse to support those safety laws, are responsible for the death of those kids and teachers killed on Valentine's Day. I believe that elected officials who are too cowardly to ban the assault weapons, a ban which a majority of Americans also support, I think they're responsible for this week's brutal killing. And I believe we should call ourselves and our churches to uphold life by holding their elected officials responsible for this extreme and senseless gun violence that no other country in the developed world has. This is not a political issue. This is a moral crisis that must call out the nation literally to repentance. And the word repentance does not just mean feeling bad or sorry or offering prayers. The word repentance in Christian and Jewish and Islamic tradition means to turn around. Turn around. We're going in the wrong direction. Stop and go in a whole new direction. So I want to see politicians and pundits not just send out thoughts and prayers, or not even just point to others about what they should do. I want them to confess. If you're an elected official, how'd you vote? How do you vote about assault weapons? How do you vote on background checks that everyone who knows anything about this is for? How do you vote on assault weapons, military-style weapons that are not useful to protect your home or hunt, that are useful for doing what they're made to do, kill masses of people in just a few minutes? How do you vote on those things? And I want to see politicians stand up and say, "I was wrong." Because this is about right and wrong. That's what we have to see. That's what repentance means in response to something that is so horribly, horribly wrong. I heard the sheriff say, "We law enforcement officials want a ban on these assault weapons, and elected officials who won't ban them should lose elections." Very seldom do sheriffs speak as directly as that. But he talked earlier about how he lost a dear friend. The high school assistant football coach literally put himself in front of the gunman to save his students, and he was killed. They were making a lot last night of how some of the kids were as young as 14. Freshman high school. My son Jack is just 14. And last night told me, "Dad, this is insane. This is insane." So thoughts and prayers are good. They're necessary. They're needed. It's time to go beyond thoughts and prayers, or as we often say in my tradition, let's put feet to our prayers. It's time to act. And this nation is paralyzed by a gun lobby. Ali Velci, who's a MSNBC business reporter, said this. He was down there in Parkland. He said this, it really struck me. The dollars and cents are much clearer in this game than the thoughts and prayers are. There is a very successful gun lobby that we can essentially say has won. Dollars and cents are more important than thoughts and prayers. The NRA has given millions of dollars to politicians to protect their gun lobbies. And by the way, the money that the National Rifle Association has and uses to prevent any kind of gun control laws doesn't come from their members, their hunters, their ordinary people. It comes from gun manufacturers, gun runners, who supply the NRA with all the money they use to block any kind of gun safety laws. Gun runners control a lobby that controls American politics, and that has to be stopped. The National Rifle Association, all their payments need to be public now. Who do they support and for how much? And then when Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, says, let's not have a knee-jerk reaction to this, look up how many millions of dollars he's gotten from the National Rifle Association. When Senator Rubio, who talked about, well, let's not act before we get all the facts in here, find out how many millions of dollars he has gotten from the National Rifle Association. When Donald Trump, who talked about reaching out to young people and having them come talk to us, never used the word gun in his address to the nation last night. Let's talk about the $25 million the National Rifle Association gave to Donald Trump and his campaign. Dollars and cents, thoughts and prayers. It's time to hold our political leaders accountable. And the great news is I'm hearing that from the students.
There is a serious issue in this country that people need to face, take a long, hard look at, and realize blood is being spilled on the floors of American classrooms, and that is not acceptable.
The students are saying, we want action. We want change. We're going to hold you accountable. I want to see politicians think as parents. Our children every day feel themselves to be at risk of being shot when they walk out the door and go to school. The good news is maybe the kids aren't going to tolerate this anymore. They don't know all the politics. They don't know all the power of the gun lobby. They're saying, we're asking our parents. We're asking our political leaders. We're asking all of you to stop this. You've got to stop this from happening. So prayers are necessary. Prayers and thoughts are being sent out all over the country. But I stand with the kids. Don't just give me your prayers and thoughts. I want some action. It's time for this to stop. This really is about the soul of the nation. I'm Jim Wallace. God bless you.